आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस: इंडिया साइंस सिक्स अग्रीमेंट्स विद ट्रिनिडाड एंड टोबैगो टू एनहांस कोऑपरेशन इन सेवरल सेक्टर्स इंक्लूडिंग फार्मास्यूटिकल्स। Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, says India will work together with its partners to give Global South its rightful seat at the high table. Prime Minister reaches Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, on the third leg of his five-nation tour to hold talks with President Javier Milei this evening. India negotiates trade deals on its own terms and will accept only when it is in national interest, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. World champion Gukesh Dommaraju wins rapid title at Grand Chess Tour 2025 at Zagreb in Croatia. And in cricket, India to resume play with overall lead of 244 runs in second innings against hosts England in Birmingham Test. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Kamala Prasad Bisesa at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Following the talks, the two countries signed six agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. In a social media post after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have agreed to deepen economic ties and enhance cooperation in areas such as disaster management, climate change, defense, technology, healthcare, and agricultural research. Both the leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, at the President's house in Port of Spain. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "The voice of the developing world remains on the margins and India will work with its partners to give the Global South its rightful seat at the high table."
In times of disaster, we have responded swiftly with aid, relief and solidarity. Our development partnerships are demand-driven, respectful and without conditions. Distinguished members, it is time for us to work together to give the Global South its rightful seat at the right table.
Addressing a press conference, Secretary South External Affairs Ministry Nina Malhotra said that the Trinidad and Tobago side announced that it is joining the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, and Global Biofuel Alliance.
Several announcements were made during the visit. Firstly, extension of OCI card facility up to sixth generation of Indian diaspora members in this country. As of now, this facility is available up to fourth generation of Indian diaspora members in TNT. This announcement was very enthusiastically received by the Indian diaspora, which constitutes almost 40-45% of the population of this country.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Trinidad and Tobago has filed a report on the key takeaways from the trip.
The second day of PM's visit saw six MOUs and the historic address to the joint session of the Parliament by the Prime Minister. He emphasized India's commitment to uplifting the Global South. He mentioned democracy as more than a system but a way of life, praising Trinidad and Tobago's Red House as a symbol of resilience.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries built on shared roots and shared dreams. Both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
Thereafter, the leaders of the two nations exchanged six MOUs focusing on the areas of diplomatic training, sports, setting up of ICCR, cultural exchanges, and accessible pharma. Also, it was announced that India will be providing 2,000 laptops to students in Trinidad and Tobago. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister was conferred with the highest national award of the country, Order of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. With yesterday's declaration of the Overseas Citizens of India card extension and celebration of of Indian diaspora, this visit has seen comprehensive success. From cultural to economic, capacity building, health, collaboration on a wide range of aspects has truly made this visit a huge success and a milestone in cooperative relations between Trinidad and Tobago and India. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Port of Spain.
After concluding his successful visit to Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi reached Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour. The Prime Minister received a warm and enthusiastic welcome from the Indian community upon his arrival at the hotel in the Argentinian capital. Mr. Modi will hold discussions with Argentine President Javier Milei this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation. Our correspondent has more details about Mr. Modi's action-packed day in Buenos Aires.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile, and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil on the 6th and 7th of this month, followed by a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. More from our correspondent.
Known for carnivals and football frenzy and surrounded by serene mountains, sea and green vegetation, Rio de Janeiro is hosting the 17th BRICS Summit. The venue of the summit, Museum of Modern Art, is buzzing with activities. This tourist destination is now a platform for the world leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share stage with 10 other countries, which are members of BRICS. 10 partner countries, including Bolivia, Cuba, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Malaysia and Vietnam, will be part of the deliberations. BRICS represents 39% of global GDP and 23% of global trade. It contributes 24% of foreign direct investment and 43% of global oil production. The Brazilian presidency of BRICS has established six priorities, namely global health, trade, investment and finance, climate change, artificial intelligence governance, multilateral peace and security architecture, and institutional development. India will preside over the BRICS summit next year. Sudhindra reporting for Akashwani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India discusses trade deals on its own terms and never makes a trade deal based on a timeline. Talking to media in New Delhi about the trade deal with the United States, the minister said that a free trade agreement happens only when there is mutual benefit. He added that the trade deal is only accepted by the country when it is fully matured and in national interest. Mr. Goyal also said that negotiations for agreements are underway with different countries, including the United States, European Union and New Zealand.
भारत अपने शर्तों पर चर्चा करता है अलग अलग देशों के साथ चर्चा चल रही है यूरोपियन यूनियन हो न्यूजीलैंड हो ओमान हो यूएसए हो चिली हो पेरू हो कई देशों के साथ एग्रीमेंट की बात चल रही है फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट तभी संभव होता है जब दो तरफा फायदा हो इट शुड बी अ विन विन एग्रीमेंट.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department has predicted similar conditions over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand today as well. Meanwhile, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Delhi NCR will experience rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, gusty winds and lightning from today. In Himachal Pradesh, the Met Center in Shimla has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the state from today through 9th of this month due to further intensification of the southwest monsoon. All district administrations have been placed on high alert to respond swiftly to any emergency. We have a report.
The southwest monsoon entered Himachal Pradesh on June 20th, and in just 2 weeks, heavy rainfall has severely disrupted normal life across the state. During this period, multiple incidents of cloudbursts, flash floods, and landslides have caused significant loss of life and property. So far, 69 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, and 37 are still reported missing. Additionally, 223 houses have been damaged. Relief and rehabilitation work is being carried out on a war footing by NDRF and SDRF teams in disaster-affected areas. According to Meteorological Center Shimla, a yellow alert has been issued for today, while a red alert has been sounded for July 6th in three districts, Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur. An orange alert also has been issued for all districts except Kinnaur and Lahaul Spiti. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Preparations are in full swing at Puri in Odisha for the Bahuda Yatra, also known as the Return Car Festival, to be held today. More from our correspondent.
The Grand Road in Puri is all set for the return of the Trinity to the Jagannath Temple, with devotees flocking into the city since the morning to participate in Bahuda Yatra. After observing special rituals, the ceremonial procession carrying the deities from the Sanctum Sanctorium of Pundija Temple will commence at a later time. If the rituals run according to the schedule, the pulling of the first chariot Taladhwaja of Lord Balabhadra will start by 4 p.m. As part of the entire Yatra, the deities will be decorated with Sunavesa or golden attire tomorrow on the chariot, which is expected to attract lakhs of devotees. The three gods will re-enter the shrine the following day to adorn the Ratnasiyasan again and give darshan to their devotees till the next car festival. A multi-layer security net was thrown over Puri's seashore town for the return car festival. Asan Patnaik, Akashwani News, Puri.
Moving on to the world of sports, reigning world champion Gukesh Domaraju has won the Rapid title at the Rapid and Blitz tournament, part of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour at Zagreb in Croatia. The 19-year-old Indian player defeated America's Wesley So in the final round to seal the Rapid section yesterday. In cricket, India will resume their play at the overnight score of 64 for 1 on day 4 with an overall lead of 244 runs in the second innings against hosts England in the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. On day 3 of the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, KL Rahul and Karun Nair were at crease at the draw of stumps yesterday. In women's cricket, host England defeated India by 5 runs in the third T20 international of the 5-match series at Oval in London last night. Chasing a target of 172, India were restricted to 166 with a loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Smriti Mandhana scored 56 off 49, while Lauren Filer picked up 2 wickets for the hosts. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. Quoting Deputy Army Chief Lieutenant General Rahul Singh, the Times of India writes that India faced 3 adversaries, Pak, China and Turkey, during Operation Sindoor. The Asian Age, quoting Mr. Modi, says, India to be third largest global economy soon, hails the diaspora, declares OCI cards for 6th generation people of Indian origin in Trinidad and Tobago. Himachal Uttarakhand ravaged by rain is a headline in the Hindustan Times. India tells WTO it may live retaliatory tariffs worth $724 million on U.S. imports, reports a Hindu. India vows to uphold religious freedom of Tibetans as China warns of impact on ties, notes the Tribune. And finally, the girls have done it yet again. The Times of India report that there are 2 girls among top 3 CUET UG Common University Entrance Test for undergraduate programs 2025. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India signed 6 agreements with Trinidad and Tobago to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, says India will work together with its partners to give Global South its rightful seat at the high table. Prime Minister reaches Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, on the third leg of his 5-nation tour to hold talks with President Javier Milei this evening. India negotiates trade deals on its own terms and will accept only when it is in national interest, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. World champion Gukesh Domaraju wins rapid title at Grand Chess Tour 2025 at Zagreb in Croatia. And in cricket, India to resume play with overall lead of 244 runs in second innings against hosts England in Birmingham Test. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.